mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Thursday, the 13th day of January 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Colonel Craig Roberts will be joining us in the second hour to talk about the police state, the New Freedom Initiative, to discuss the national ID card, to talk about the new year-round census we'll all be living under. But he'll also be joining us to talk about the report we covered with Pat Shannon yesterday with this top BATF officer, the individual who was over the National Security Council program of testing truck bombs and car bombs out in the New Mexico desert in the year before the Oklahoma City tragedy on April 19, 1995, who was then on the ground as the blast went off in Oklahoma City. He didn't live in Oklahoma City, boys and girls. And then, of course, Danny Colson, one of the high-level FBI agents over an entire department sector of the FBI. This guy claimed he was in Dallas the day of the event, but it turns out he was there the day before. The night before, in Oklahoma City. I mean, this is important because Oklahoma City was really sloppily done. And it wasn't as sophisticated as the government terror attack of 9/11. And we can really prove that they, that is our loving government that's taking all our freedoms, were intimately involved in it. And Craig Roberts is a real expert on it. He even worked the case as a police officer there in Oklahoma. So, Colonel Roberts joining us coming up in the next hour. I do want to take your phone calls. Didn't get to a lot of them yesterday because I had three great guests on. But we'll take a lot of your calls in this first hour. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I might even go to some calls in the next segment. Uncle Sam wants your data all year round. I'm going to be honest with you. I probably see, when I'm scanning the news wires at night, when I mainly do it, 100 articles every day about Big Brother wants your data, 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 data. I didn't read deeper into this article. I figured it was just another report about Total Information Awareness Network of the thousands we've seen. Well, this morning I happened to read deeper into it, and so we'll cover it today. Now, again, we knew this from the federal announcements in 2000. The general public couldn't believe it. Now it's public. And I was wrong. You will not be given a census once a year. That's what the preliminary documents said 4 years ago. They have now decided to do it every day. Yes. Every day. And you will have to answer every question they give you. Everything you do will be tracked and traced. And this is part of the whole national ID card system. Now, you're not going to be getting a census every day in the mail. You'll get one of those every year and they'll ask you hundreds of questions. No, it's just going to be everything you do will be tracked and traced by your loving government. It has nothing to do with terrorism, of course, everything to do with managing their control grid and seeing how much they can get out of us on the treadmill. So details of this and just so much more coming up after this quick break. We have posted the Dean Haglund interview about 9/11 at PrisonPlanet.tv. In fact, we have a teaser there for non-members, so go check it out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, it's Thursday, the 13th of January, 2005, already 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the first hour, second segment of this broadcast. Colonel Craig Roberts joining us to talk about a whole plethora of key issues. We'll cover the field and focus in on Oklahoma City and more information that is coming out, making it crystal clear who was behind their explosions. The attacks. Motion filed for Philadelphia protesters, Christians evangelizing at homosexual events, seek federal relief. Now, again, I've read the Associated Press and the Philadelphia Daily News and all the mainstream media admits they went there to a designated protest area. Now it's designated, see, here in the land of the free and home of the slaves. And they were praying, and the police, there were federal prosecutors there that advised them, Bush appointees there, who advised them, that advised local police that what they were saying was hateful and could incite violence. And so they're facing 47 years in prison apiece, including a young 17-year-old lady who was there praying. And again, Republican Governor Mark Schweiker a few years ago passed a law where if you read from the Old Testament passages critical of homosexuality, you can be arrested or fined. They've passed similar laws in Europe, Canada, and of course in England. But now it's happening here in America. And Pat Robertson and the rest of them aren't going to talk about it because it's the land of milk and honey now with Lord Bush in there. Our good friend who attends the Bohemian Grove, where the New York Post reports they bus in top gay porn stars who, quote, service world leaders. Wonder why Rush Limbaugh didn't pick up on that. They're a bunch of hypocrites is what they are, folks. Very, very serious. So, regardless of which side of the fence you are on in this issue, don't you believe in people's free speech, in their right to go out on the street corner and say whatever they want? Or should they get 47 years? That's 47 years in prison for criticizing someone. Now, understand, people are getting 2 years in prison for having anti-Bush signs on street corners, signs that say no blood for oil. Understand that everybody's losing their freedoms in this country. But the left, that is the establishment left lackeys, love it when conservatives lose their rights, and the neocon followers love it when liberals lose their rights to speak. Well, I don't like it when anybody loses their rights, but Christians are being singled out like no one else. And the Christian church is totally silent on it because they've been cowed through their 501c3. One of the attorneys for the Christian protesters who are criminally charged for evangelizing in an outdoor homosexual event in Philadelphia have renewed an appeal in federal court, citing the Supreme Court statement speech cannot be punished or banned simply because it might offend a hostile mob. You know, it's funny. Last night on my TV show, I guess great minds think alike, but I've been doing my TV show for almost 10 years. I'm being sarcastic when I say great minds. Just teasing a little bit about myself. But I've been thinking about all the hundreds and hundreds of TV shows I've done where I went out and confronted the Million Mom March, known as the 100 Bureaucrat March. Well, that was in reverse. The 100 Bureaucrat March, known as the Million Mom March, or where Delta Force arrested us or detained us, or all this stuff that I never put in films that's, frankly, in many cases, even more riveting than what's in my videos, that is going to be lost to the world if we don't show it. So last night, Mike pulled out an old tape, an old hour-long tape of a demonstration we had against the Million Gun Grabbers, and we played it. And I hadn't seen this in like 4 years. No, 5 years. It was 5 years old. And on this video, it shows us peaceably standing there with the Million Moms hitting us with signs and yelling at us and throwing water on our cameras. And then the state police at the Capitol, they go then tattle on us, and the state police come over and tell us, well, yes, they're the ones hitting you, and yes, we saw some of that, but I don't care if you have it on videotape, you're causing them to do that by standing there with the camera. And, of course, then about a year later, the state lost three different $100,000 lawsuits for arresting, one group was disabled citizens out protesting Governor Bush on the sidewalk, and they arrested them. There were two other cases of this. And so now the state police don't do that. The APD doesn't do that. In Austin, Texas, they know that there's a First Amendment because they lost lawsuits. But you can see this type of stuff in action And it's going to be on the website in a couple days for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. I'm going to go ahead and post that whole thing up there. And from time to time, I'm going to start bringing back old TV shows and playing clips of them on the live broadcast. But my point is that this is happening to everybody. And this idea that well, you didn't do anything, you didn't even say a cuss word, you didn't say fire in a theater, you didn't say anything, but because you were praying, or because you were videotaping the 100 bureaucrat march, or because you were holding up a sign that said no blood for oil, and 500 Bush supporters didn't like it on the sidewalk in their unpermitted demonstration, and you were there with your one sign saying I don't like Bush, and so the police come arrest you and charge you with felonies under Secret Service orders and say, well, you could have incited something. So again, speech cannot be punished or banned simply because it might offend a hostile mob. Well, that's an old Supreme Court ruling. You see, the new atmosphere is no anti-Bush signs allowed on the parade route coming up next week on the 20th for the inauguration, the coronation of our Skull and Bones leader. No crosses allowed. Those might incite someone. Understand, these coronations have always been public. The people can come out and stand on the sides of the streets and do whatever they want as long as they don't jump in the street or, you know, yell fire in the theater. Not anymore, boys and girls. Not anymore. And I have seen reports of people that go to city council meetings and calmly speak. And the council member doesn't like it and says, hate speech, seize that man. Actually saying, seize that man. I mean, we're talking about going back to the Middle Ages here. Or Cuba today. Seize that woman. How dare you? How dare you? So see, none of this has anything to do with terrorism. But notice, with all the heightened security and the rest of it, this is all the pretext for it. The filing by the American Family Association Center for Law and Policy seeks emergency relief in federal district court based on evidence from a December preliminary hearing. A group of 11 Christians was preaching God's word to a crowd of people attending the Outfest event and displaying banners with biblical messages. After a confrontation with a group called the Pink Angels, again, it's all on video, they run up and scream and yell and start stuff, described by protesters as a militant mob, the Christians were arrested and spent a night in jail. 8 charges were filed: criminal conspiracy, possession of instruments of crime, reckless endangerment of another person, ethnic intimidation, riot, failure to disperse, disorderly conduct, and obstructing highways. And it's all admitted they were in the designated area. The police said, you can be here. They have video, no weapons, nothing happened. That's all admitted. None of the Pink Angels was cited for arrest. And it goes on and on, folks. So this is the new America. We'll come back, go to Jason, David, Alex, Michael, Eric, and many, many others that are holding. Then Prince Harry says sorry for his Nazi uniform. Just wearing the Africa Corps. After all, his grandmother's uncle was a top Nazi, and then they're all German. The poor British have their ruling German family over them. Most of them don't even know it. They get angry if you tell them, a lot of them. Well, it's okay. We've got a German death cult member of the same family as our president, so it's all right. I mean, we've got our ruler, too. It's all right. We'll all be getting one soon enough. In fact, America's going to have a real live one who openly says he admires Hitler soon, who's actually, you know, wasn't even born here. So don't feel bad. We've got ours too, but they're getting even, you know, purer ones here for us in the near future. So again, don't feel bad. Also, there's just so much here, folks. It's just amazing. Thatcher guilty plea over coup attempt. Very friendly fella. And another article here, Snooping by Satellite, all part of the New Freedom. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, after this quick break. But do not criticize Nazis or you will be labeled anti-Semitic, and I'm serious when I say that. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, Collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests to feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
All right, let's go to your calls as promised. Always good to hear from you. Jason in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jason.
Hi, Alex. You know, this freedom of speech not only protects the speech you like, it especially protects the speech you hate. That's so, you know, that's all part about, you know, accepting the whole freedom of speech issue.
Well, that's why it came first. It's not the First Amendment for nothing, but if you look at the First Amendment, number one, the average American doesn't know what the First Amendment is. They go, oh, freedom of the press. No, it's of speech. It's of religion. It's of assembly. It's of petitions. It's to take action. And because the pen is mightier than the sword, And our government, when it was a good government, knew that. And now you look at the churches. I mean, I've got memos from Baptist churches where they're told, tell your members don't talk about politics in the pews because we can lose our 501c3. That's not true. But, I mean, the government just tells the churches this. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The government isn't supposed to be involved in religion.
You know, my mother had one of those evangelist tapes from, I think it was 75, and he was predicting all this back even then, the scanners, the microchips.
Exactly, but now those have all been bought up, and you tune into those shows, and it's George Bush is of the Lord, and these scanners aren't bad, and the chips aren't bad.
You know, people tend to forget those kind of sermons when it was okay to talk about those sort of things. I wanted to ask you, I had, you had mentioned you had some footage on, that you haven't released on your videos and whatnot. You were talking about the...
I don't have some footage. I have...
Probably a lot.
I have probably 500 hours.
Jesus. Well, what I'm doing is, I sent you an email. I don't know if you got it, but I'm writing a short film about the Patriot Act and the Constitution. I'm doing it in a contrasting the two of how it's superseding our liberties. And I'm doing it in interrogation, kind of. The guy gets pulled over for, you know, routine traffic stop, and he's taken away by the men in black, so to speak. And I was wondering if I would, I want to enter it in Sundance, and I would it be okay if I use clips of your documentaries for references?
Well, are you talking about Sundance this year or next year?
Well, I'd like to get it in by the deadline, but if I can't, then I'll do it for two.
Well, Sundance is next week.
Okay. See, I'm so out of the loop, so I'd have to do as soon as the next one I can enter it in as well.
Yeah, and it's not easy to get into Sundance.
I can imagine, but I feel I have a good script, and I was wondering if you would want to be a part of it. I'm not going.
Well, I'm not tooting my horn. I was invited to Sundance, but I'm not going. I got stuff to do around here. Look. If anybody does a piece of work and then sends it to me,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to see it. I mean, that's what you do. You make a piece of work, then you try to, you know, get permission from people. But, I mean, do the work and then let me see it. And, I mean, I probably wouldn't have a problem letting you use some clips. Frankly, I mean, it's public domain, too. A lot of it's fair use, so I don't think you really need my permission.
Right. Well, if I use something with your image or likeness on it.
Well, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your time.
Yes, sir, do it. I commend you. Great job. David and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
Good.
Listen, I got a story for you. Maybe you heard it or not, I don't know, but I saw it this morning. This is an Associated Press story. Pair arrested for telling lawyer jokes. You want me to read this?
There's too many of these. I miss most of them. No, I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, this is the latest one. I mean, I think it happened on, a couple days ago.
Well, what about the one where a man arrested for giving 10%, not 20% on tip in New York?
Yeah, I heard that.
Or another one, a woman arrested for eating last piece of candy bar as she walked down into the subway system, or man arrested for putting feet on park bench, or child arrested for saying the word poop. But go ahead.
Yeah, this is out of Hampstead, New York. This says, did you hear the one about the two guys arrested for telling lawyers jokes? It happened this week to the founders of a group called Americans for Legal Reform, who were waiting in line to get into a Long Island courthouse. Quote, how do you tell when a lawyer is lying? Unquote, Harvey Cash reported asked Carl Lazira. Quote, his lips are moving, unquote, they said in unison. While some waiting to get into the courthouse giggled, a lawyer farther up the line Monday was not laughing. He told them to pipe down, and when they did not, the lawyer reported the pair to court personnel, who charged them with disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor.
I think they should be sent to a camp. Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear more about this. Email it to me, okay? But stay there. I want to hear more about the article, okay, David? Are you still there? Good. Stay there. Don't hang up.
Okay.
I always say don't hang up, and people do. I want to hear about this. Look, this is good, folks. And David may be supporting Al-Qaeda right now. We might want to arrest him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The broadcast has, I guess, gotten off into the First Amendment, which is always a great subject to talk about. All of our basic rights are under attack right now. The Bill of Rights doesn't give you your rights. It simply enumerates them, points out God-given existing rights. And even if you don't believe in God, which I think is foolish, you should understand that it's real simple. And I use this analogy. A slave in Rome who, say, had been grabbed out of Gaul, whose family had been killed and hauled back to Rome, who was then working out on, say, a vineyard as a slave, has a right to stand up against the slave master, even if the slave master says, it's the law that you're my slave. Or the overused example I like to use is the black slave 200 years ago in America. Does the black slave, who's not really a slave, as a human being, have a right, as they're being whipped, to grab the whip away and beat their would-be master over the head with it? Well, according to this government, no. Alberto Gonzalez has said that Bush is above the law, he is the law, and that they can torture people unto death. Details of the memos are now public, that they can torture someone to the point of death, and if they have organ failure and die, it's not their fault. Now, folks, there's no other way to boil that down. That is saying we are God. The government is God. David, we're about to go back to you because you're reading an article out of New York that I was unaware of where people made a lawyer joke about how do you know when a lawyer's lying, his lips move, and they got arrested. We'll go to you in about 3 minutes and then to Alex and Richard and Eric and Joe and others. But right now, Debbie from New Millennium Concepts, the American-made premium water purification systems. And Debbie, honored to have you on with us, my dear.
Hi, Alex. I am so honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, first we have to apologize that these are made in America. We also offer the British-made ones, which is even worse. Again, supporting a Western country is bad. But your premium system is made right here in America. And you got some great specials, and there's articles every day about all the trash in the water, why people keep drinking it. I have no idea, but it's time to break that bad habit and to follow that New Year's resolution to get healthy. And the best way to do it is to call you right now and order one of these babies.
That's correct. And they can reach me at my toll-free number, which is 1-888-803-4438. And just mention that they heard it on Alex Jones, and it helps support your broadcasting time over the the short wave. So, you know, we really would like to have people call in and tell us that they heard it on your show. And I would love to emphasize that it's never too soon to get a Berkey water filter, especially with the environmental concerns that we're having right now and the different weather changes. It's always a good idea to filter your water before drinking it, whether you're getting it from the tap, rainwater, a well, a pond, or a lake. Berkey water filters really do make a difference, and I cannot emphasize it more.
Well, let's be clear. You have the university studies. We've covered them on air. Just incredible information. A new standard of water purification. They take the water out of a big Berkey after it's been purified and cleansed. They put it under an electron microscope a week later. After they've given any bacteria a chance to grow, there's nothing in it. There are no bacteria. There is nothing there. Okay, folks, only reverse osmosis can do this, but then it cuts out the good minerals. The Berkeys don't do that, which is so important. And, folks, it's now time to take action. You can, for like $200, you can buy a knockoff made in China or India that costs the same amount as the Berkey Light with the black Berkey elements. And these are made in India, total pieces of junk. There's been news reports on this. You need to get the made in America, high quality. I mean, the difference is you pick up a black element, it's heavy. You pick up one of these white elements, these Indian elements, and it's just it sounds like there's some sand in them, and it weighs like a feather. It's very simple, folks. And whereas one of those junk models might cut out amoebas or something, it's not cutting out pathogenic bacteria or toxins or heavy metals. The black Berkey elements do this. So do your British Berkey elements, but this is a new standard. Folks need to give you a call, a bunch of different specials. How do they call you, Debbie?
They can reach me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. Or they can go to our website, which is www.berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BerkeyWater.com.
And in the comments section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special and what free gift you want. Tell folks about the free gifts.
You get the choice of either Berkey sport bottles, the generic labeled ones, or potassium iodate, or the movie Sheltering in Place. And if they get the Berkey light without the lights, it's $199 and they get one free gift. If they get the Berkey light with the lights, it's two free gifts. So it kind of pays for itself to get it with the lights.
All right, folks, here is the toll-free number, 1-888-803-4438. If you call and the phone's busy, call right back or leave your name and number, and Debbie will call you right back. She's a real sweetheart. Give her a call, or you could go out and buy something made in China, which will cost the same price. And me, I guess go ahead and do that because it would be kind of evil to buy something made in America. It's kind of like a treasure hunt to find something made in America, Debbie.
I know. You know, used to shop at a major discount store that everybody knows about.
Schlegmart.
Yeah, well, you know, and they used to be Made in America. Remember when they first came out with that store? Everything said Made in America, and they had American flags on everything. I mean, it was so cool. And now nothing there is Made in America. And, you know, shoe sizes are different, and clothes sizes are different because they think that we're foreign, you know, and that we're smaller than we are as Americans. You know, it seems like things are smaller. I mean, I'm just amazed. And, you know, what happened to that Made in America thing that they used to have?
Well, they got caught with their pants down on that because they had the signs up everywhere, but the boxes were Made in America, but not the items.
Ah.
Big scandal. They even passed a law because of that. Debbie, good hearing from you. God bless.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
You bet. Take care, folks. Give her a call, 888-803-4438. All right, David in Mass, thanks for holding. Recap what you were saying last segment. You have this news article. Tell us the newspaper name and read it to us again.
Well, actually, it's from the Associated Press, but actually, the link I got it off was the Seattle Post-Intelligencer.
Okay, Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Give us the headline, and folks can type it in the search engine and get it.
Yeah. The headline is Pair Arrested for Telling Lawyer Jokes.
Pair arrested for telling lawyer jokes.
Yeah, that's the headline. So, yeah, if you type that in, you'll get it.
And read us the article.
Okay. Okay, from the top then. Hampstead, New York. Did you hear the one about the two guys arrested for telling lawyer jokes? It happened this week to the founders of a group called Americans for Legal Reform who were waiting in line to get into a Long Island courthouse. Quote, how do you tell when a lawyer is lying, unquote, Harvey Cash reportedly asked Carl Munzera. His lips are moving, they said in unison. While some waiting to get into the courthouse giggled, a lawyer farther up the line Monday was not laughing. He told them to pipe down, and when they did not, the lawyer reported the pair to court personnel, who charged them with disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor. Quote, they just can't take it, unquote, Cash said of lawyers in general. Quote, this violates our First Amendment rights, unquote. Dan Bagnola, a spokesman for the Nassau County Courts, said the men were being, quote, were being abusive, and they were causing a disturbance, unquote. He said he did not have the name of the lawyer who complained. I mean, that's the gist of it. There's a couple other paragraphs. But
what is that?
Yeah, being abusive, and they were causing a disturbance for telling lawyers jokes. That's being abusive and constitutes being arrested for a misdemeanor.
Well, that's what it's all about now in America, and, I mean, Christians are facing 47 years in prison, admittedly, for praying on a street corner.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that this was, it was a courthouse, so I'm guessing they were waiting on the sidewalk, I mean, in a public place, in a public area. So, I mean, this really gets back to, I mean, we're not going to be able to walk down the street and say anything, I guess, pretty soon.
Well, it may hurt somebody's feelings, and then if you hurt someone's feelings, they can become upset. And that breaks down the fabric of society. When the fabric of society breaks down, it aids Al-Qaeda. And I'm not being sarcastic. This is the new idea. Speeding, pot dealing, selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes, complaining to the VA. I mean, they arrested him as a terrorist and said he complained to the VA. He didn't threaten anybody, but complaining took our time up and is evil.
That's true.
Homeland Security had to go arrest the guy. I mean, this is the new freedom, sir.
That's it. Really, it gets back to when they eviscerated the unions back in Woodrow Wilson's end of the days back in the 20s. Business elites went berserk when they passed the Wagner Act of 1935. And think of it, unions were the only really countervailing force of any kind.
And so they used the mafia to infiltrate them and take control of them.
That's right. And, you know, they ever since that, unions have been eviscerated, so they've eviscerated really every fabric of social, any type of social consciousness or any kind of thing where you can have any kind of solidarity among people. I mean, there's a great book on this if you want to really check into it at some point. It's called Selling Free Enterprise, And the woman is, it's actually the first academic study that actually came out and talked about the scientific methods of strike breaking, like the, that thing it was called, it was really referred to as the, what was the name of the Mohawk Valley formula, really, which is really that, what they really called it in the 50s. But,
well, there were cases back in the 20s and 30s where they just pull up with private security men with Tommy guns and start shooting people.
Yeah, it was much
I've seen film of that, them just mowing strikers down.
It was much more violent then, but that's the reason they had to go to these more scientific methods of strike breaking, which is really massive propaganda. I mean, they put this in motion very viscerously after World War II. The book is great. It's by this woman named Elizabeth A. Fones Wolfe, and she doesn't have any kind of she doesn't profess any kind of political allegiance. So it's not really part of this false left-right paradigm or any of.
Sounds interesting, David. Thanks for the call. I'll check it out. Thank you so much, and I'll look for that article you just mentioned. Please email it to me. Let's talk to Alex in Louisiana. Welcome, Alex.
Hi, Alex. I got two quick points to make. First, great interviews you had yesterday. I'm glad you had Mr. Daniel Hofstetter on. He has a lot of information and connects the dots. So my question to you is, why do you think the leading hijackers were hanging around with all these drug dealers and foreign operatives and engaging in decadent parties? Do you think they were trying to create a cover, or was it real and somehow these people were involved in 9/11?
Well, I mean, clearly, we have hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. That's admitted. Clearly, these guys were government operatives. They thought, from the evidence I have, they were part of a training drill because, you know, James Woods, the actor, had seen Ada and four other guys on a plane doing hijack simulations, and Woods got off the plane and said, they're training to hijack, and the FBI said, we'll arrest you under national security if you tell anybody. So we know that there was a drill going. These Al-Qaeda operatives actually were government operatives. They thought they were part of a drill. Some could argue that they then hijacked themselves. But why did NORAD stand down? Why did all this happen? So all we know is the government knew and paid the hijackers. Then you can argue about what happened once they were on board the aircraft.
Okay. And second, I'm angry at the recent immigration booklet that the Mexican government published encouraging illegal immigration because, I mean, that is almost a direct act of war, and the U.S. government is doing absolutely nothing about it.
Well, can you imagine if, say, France published a booklet on how to get illegal aliens into Germany and how to take Germany over, or if the Flemish put together a booklet about how to infiltrate France, or if, I mean, yes, it is an act of war. It is an act of prosecution of war. But, again, Wall Street wants this. Wall Street wants to get rid of our borders, wants the Pan-American Union, and is actually spurring Mexico to do this.
Absolutely. Talk about double standards, you know. The government allows millions of illegals to come in and damage the economy and society at the same time placing police state measures on its citizens to protect us against terrorism.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. We're going to have a yearly census now. They're now admitting it. Everything we do is going to be tracked and traced. No freedoms. Arrested for any reason. Giant prisons are being built everywhere. Accelerating this police state incarceration institutionalization grid. And then the actual Homeland Security bill, Part 2, they just passed, the Intelligence Reform Act, as they called it. In that baby, in this omnibus monster, they actually have part of the amnesty bill in there to make the states and cities accept fake ID cards from foreigners.
Yeah,
so, good point, Alex.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Take care. Yeah, it's a good illustration he just made. Let's talk to Richard in Ohio. Richard, welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, listen, your prior caller picked up or left off where I want to pick up. I faxed you an outline of my book the other day, and the title of the book is Supply Side Economics, Globalization, the End of Capitalism and Democracy, A Corridor to 9/11. And in the book, I use the evolution of the greatest generation, and I go from the year 45 through 75, and I talk about how they did form, you know, the unions, and they came up with the regulatory agencies, and you know, to basically take that economic pie and mold it to benefit the majority. And then comes technology around the year 1900.
Well, what really happened is they took the economic pie so they could socially engineer with that money.
Exactly.
And then now, this is the same thing they did in other countries. Once they get us dependent, then they take the pie away.
Well, my point was that technology allowed the system, and I call it the system because it allowed the system to exploit another labor force. When our companies were able to start going into Mexico, you know, technology, real-time information, the intranet, you know, the that allowed the supply chain to, you know, come from another source.
Yeah, well, to come from 50 places and then all be assembled somewhere else.
Well, yeah, and another thing too is when you look at that generation, after World War II, the country was basically united, and all the sacrifices that they had that they occurred, you know, during World War II, the Third Depression. It wasn't the unions, it was the people behind the unions. There was nobody going to take whatever they thought that they had.
Finish up on the other side. We'll be back, Richard.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Richard, do me a favor. Condense the economic theorem.
Okay, I'll go through real quick. Yesterday's economy, all wealth, stimulation, creation, and circulation was done through the middle class by working in the factory. Today, all wealth accumulation, creation, and circulation is done through the stock market and through the wealthy. In 1980, there were 75 lobbyists in Washington. Today, there are 30,000.
That's an accurate number. I was going to say that.
Yeah. And I'll let you go, but I'm going to send you a copy of the book.
By the way, that's 30,000 in Washington alone.
Yeah, yeah. And
there's over 10,000 in Texas.
Yeah, yeah. What I talk about terrorism, here's what I say in the book. I said, we're 30 years into the global economy, and half the people in the world make less than $2 a day. So I say that in this global economy, we're having sort of a labor revolt.
Well, what's happening
let me finish. And representing the $2 a day labor is Osama bin Laden. We're not being attacked by Muslims. Poverty creates extreme action.
And, hey, Richard, yeah. I don't know how long you've been listening to this show.
Well, I used to live in Austin. Let me just
comment on something here. You've been talking. What's happening is the globalists are carrying out terror attacks as a pretext to go after the third world that they call the gap.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pentagon admits, quote, we work for Wall Street.
Oh, of course.
We're taking over the third world. So this line that we hear from certain quarters that, oh, you know, this is the third world striking back, that's what the globalists would like you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
The globalists want an excuse to go in the third world countries they don't control and labor markets they don't control and physically dominate them.
Oh, of course, of course, of course. And what I say in the book is that when Clinton, see, I'm not against trade. When Clinton signed those trade agreements, if you were to put human worker rights stipulations into those agreements.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I got to let you go. It's a race to the bottom because the place with the worst human rights and the greatest levels of slavery, like China, that's what's going to become preeminent. And so by setting up the economic system where slavery is honored and slavery excels, you then set up an economic climate where slavery spreads and the middle class disappears and you have a giant underclass with a small ruling elite who are not free market ruling over the population. But good points, Richard. Call me back some other time. We'll talk more about it, and I'll try to read that. I saw your facts. I'll try to read that. Before I end this hour and come back with Craig Roberts and, of course, more of your calls, and then later Jack McClam, before I do that, I do just want to briefly tell all of the listeners of this broadcast that, well, I've made great films, and they're good videos that you need to have that are riveting and will inform you to a higher level, I believe. But at the same time, it also makes this broadcast possible and supports what we're doing, and we do need your support. I've made 11 videos. I also carry a bunch of other videos and books, like George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion, Eric Hupschman's 9/11 Painful Deceptions, my two 9/11 films, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, The Occult Activities of the Global Elite Exposed. All of these are great films. Big discounts when you get multiple videos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the secure, safe online shopping cart and to decide what videos or books you want to order. You can watch clips there or call toll-free to ask about the different titles and the different specials at 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can watch all my films online and a bunch of special reports at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, second hour, your calls, a ton of news, and guests coming up.